For many heterosexual couples, marriage and religion are inextricably linked. Many religions define marriage as between one man and one woman. That theology has left lesbian, gay, bisexual, or transgendered couples and individuals feeling alienated or even shunned by their chosen faith. Peggy Paisley, who identifies herself as lesbian, attended a Baptist church as a child. Paisley says her church sent messages suggesting love of neighbor only went so far.
They taught some very bigoted types of teachings. They would teach to love your neighbor and help the needy, but if you were gay, you're going to hell. Or if you were gay, that you can turn away from that kind of lifestyle, air quotes, since we're on the radio, lifestyle. I hate that word, but whatever. That's another story. So yeah, there was a lot of that. I didn't deal with much of that until I was like a teenager, but that was something that was taught throughout my time there, unfortunately.
Paisley's experience is not unique, but some LGBTQ individuals also found that religion could have a positive influence on their lives. Leslie and Lori Miller Nicholson say some denominations and congregations are welcoming of gay couples and individuals.
If we go to the Unitarian Universalist Church in Urbana on Green Street, and I think part of coming to terms with being gay for me was shunning my religion. The religion I was brought up in, which I felt like was a hypocritical religion, you're going to be damned to hell religion. And so I stepped away from organized religion for many, many, many years. And it wasn't until after 9/11, right, that we as a couple felt like we needed a religious community. And so our idea was to kind of do the Baskin-Robbins of religions and just to sample the 32 flavors in town. We happened to go to the Unitarian Universalist Church first, and that was the end of that. We didn't sample anymore. And it's never that I lost faith in God. I think I lost faith in organized religion.
There are a wide range of views towards same-sex relationships within various religions, and even within specific denominations. Still, many congregations are pushing back against denomination dogma to welcome gays to their churches. Leah Roberts-Mosser is a reverend at the Unitarian Universalist Church in Champaign.
So I always have to remember what it means for me to be an ally. It's not up to the gay people in my congregation to explain themselves. It's not a safe thing for them to do. It's a perfectly safe thing for me to do. And so when it is appropriate, I engage in that conversation. I've also figured out that some folks, they don't actually want to have the conversation. They just want to use their Bible as a weapon. And I don't have the conversation with those people. What I would like to do, though, with people who just cannot understand that being gay is not a sin, is invite them to come to church and to meet these beautiful, wonderful, normal, everyday people who are part of my congregation. I really think that's where the most change happens, is when we're able to look each other in the eye and see another human being staring at us and figure out that we all care and hope and hurt and love just like everybody else.
People like Leah Roberts-Mosser are part of why gay and lesbian people are beginning to feel more comfortable with their religions. But gays say there's still a lot of work to do before all religions marry same-sex couples. This is Vinay Koshy.